hoping to keep you safe and avoid the twindemic. It's sort of a phrase that's kind of propped up here in the last month or so related to the flu season that's approaching or upon us, and also the fact that we've been dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic. So these are two things that we need to keep in mind to keep us healthy and help us navigate through these difficult times. We've got with us Joseph Rubino, who's currently holds the position of Director of Research and Development, working on special projects with Lysol. Also, Nita Nehrus, who is the founder of Kinza's Fluency School Health Program, a philanthropic initiative to help curb the spread of illness in the classroom across North America. And so they're here to help us out. Good morning. Joseph, let's start with you.
Good morning.
What are some of the things that, I guess, Lysol, we think about that. In fact, those things, that product and everything you guys do for that flew off the shelves quite a bit when all of this started. But tell us about something that you've done that's kind of helped us kind of monitor what we need to do.
Well, first of all, you know, understanding that the flu season that we had last year was actually quite bad. And we want to avoid that again this year, and especially with COVID circulating. So it's important to practice good personal hygiene. Wash your hands regularly for about 20 seconds, lather both sides, use good cough etiquette, cough or sneeze into your elbow. If you use a tissue, dispose of it properly and wash your hands. Of course, clean and disinfect surfaces. Wear your mask, social distance from other people, especially people you're not within your bubble, and really important to get your flu shot.
And so that's some of the things that we want to keep in mind, and we've been sort of practicing this. A little of us maybe have gotten out of the routine after a while. We've sort of grown tired of it. We have to kind of reinvigorate ourselves. Nita, tell me a little bit about some of the things that we need to do to help us at this time.
So one of the things you can do is participate in a mission to try to help stop COVID and the flu. And one of the ways to do that is to participate in Kinza's mission, which is to help create an early warning system for illness. So Kinza makes a thermometer that connects to an app and gives users guidance on care and treatment. And we have more than 2 million in use across the country, and though we completely protect individual privacy, you can see where fever and symptoms are starting and spreading across the country, and it can help us build this early warning system for contagious illness.
So what does the public health officials use this for? How does that kind of, what alerts do they give us, or how does that actually indicate things?
Yeah, so, you know, how do you stop an outbreak from becoming an epidemic if you don't know where symptoms are starting and how fast they're spreading? And that's what an early warning system like Kinza's gives public health officials. It gives them data to know where fevers, which is an early indicator of illness, are popping up in real time. It helps them deploy resources like PPE and testing early to stop the spread. And it helps keep the economy open in unaffected surrounding areas when you can pinpoint your intervention.
Now let's talk about this GermCast. I'm interested in see how this is tabulated or how this information comes across. Joseph, you could explain this to us?
Yeah, sure. So Lysol GermCast is a free app that is available. What it does is it gives very local, at the county level, COVID and flu incident numbers. So you can see what's going on within your county, within your town almost, as far as the levels of the virus, what's circulating there. Now we use the data that Kinza provided to put this app together.
Does this information differ in any way from what I might get from my state health organization, or is everybody coordinating on some of this so that we're not getting, I don't want to say misinformation, but we want to make sure that what we see one place is reflected somewhere else?
It's a different data set, right? So what you're seeing from your public health department is things like confirmed COVID case numbers and hospitalizations and, you know, deaths. What this information from Lysol and Kinza gives you is really what's going around your area, and it's earlier than other data sets because it's aggregated from people within hours of symptom onset, when they're in their homes and before they've ever entered into a healthcare system.
We once learned a couple of years ago with talking to a health official here, and this is sort of when social media was just starting, that they were sort of monitoring sometimes social media where they could see where people are, even things that are happening within pharmacies, like if people are going in, you know, and getting certain medications in a sense. It kind of gave a precursor to things that maybe they hadn't seen. Of course, now because of the pandemic, everything is focused quite a bit on that. Who's part of this, providing this information? Is it just the general public, and is there a way people participate in this? How does that work?
It is the general public. So our thermometers sell in retail stores across the country. You can pick one up at your local CVS or Target. And the app is entirely free for the Kinsa thermometer, and also for the Lysol Germcast app, that is free as well. But for Kinsa, users can definitely download the app, use the thermometer, and participate in this mission to help us all stop this pandemic.
That's good. If people want to find out more or get information of what things are like in their area, where's a good place to get this, Joseph?
Well, you can get the app. You can go to our website, Lysol.com, or you can go to the Apple Store or Google Play and download the Lysol Germcast app for free.
Sounds good. Well, Joseph, Nita, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for getting the word out and the work that you do.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.